JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Love building consents. Are we building, though, is the question.
well, we are. Hey, Mike, is it fair to say that in the last few weeks we've seen a little bit of a lift up in general economic sentiment?
100%, yep.
I think we have, and that's helped, of course, by the dovish shift in the RBNZ thinking. But as ever now, even though we've got that, we now wait, as we have been doing for most of 2025, for the numbers sort of to turn meaningfully. And we know the construction sector is one that is really feeling the effects of the sort of economic slowdown, compounded, of course, by the very lackluster residential property market. And we need to see a lift in building consents, I think, to give us confidence that the residential property sector is really recovering. Now, Mike, we aren't seeing that lift, but we can say with confidence that the numbers are very stable. We have built a very solid base. The problem is we keep comparing ourselves to those crazy times of 2021, 2022, which, you know, kind of doesn't help. They were weird. Now, in July, 33,879 new homes were consented. That's down 0.1% compared to the year end of July 2024. So I would call that very stable. Now, of interest, if you look at the breakdown, standalone dwellings rose 1.7%, offset by a fall in multi-unit dwelling consents. But within that multi-unit category, apartment consents have had a jump. Now, they are by their very nature lumpy, so we do have to be careful of that, of just one spike. But there's 26% more apartments were consented for the year compared to the year to July 2024, which sounds like an awful lot, doesn't it? But it's still only 2,279 consents out of nearly sort of 34,000, I suppose. So it's not a huge proportion of them. Regionally, Mike, again, not surprising that apartment lift is an Auckland story. So it lifted the Auckland 12-month numbers up 5%. And you go, well, that's exciting. But geez, scan the rest of the country. Canterbury, the 12-month total down 2.6%. And then you've got places like Wellington down 7.4, the Waikato down 7.1. But there is good news in this, Mike, in that the consents are very stable. They're not falling.
Good. What about Australia?
Well, yeah, staying in the same lane. I'm not sure why we keep doing this to ourselves, Mike, why we this constant comparison with Australia. But we do, don't we? And in the property lane, you could characterise their property market as are starting to show a little bit of life. I think you might have referred to this a couple of times in the last couple of weeks here. But looking at the latest Cotality report, capital city houses over there up 0.8% in August, which doesn't seem like a lot, but that is the strongest growth in over a year. Remember, it's only a month, so that's a very healthy run rate. But the thing is, it's not happening in isolation. You're seeing good growth in housing credit, and what we aren't seeing, they're getting good growth in building approvals over there. You're probably also going to see further interest rate cuts. And I read an article in the AFR yesterday where you had a property expert. They were actually invoking the potential return of FOMO to the Aussie residential market, that fear of missing out that tends to, you know, drive a market in favour of sellers, not buyers. But the last 6 months in Australia now, Mike, now looking a little stronger. And if you, I know this is a fabricated number, but if you annualise the 6 month numbers, you get very perky numbers. Capital cities, 7.1% annualized. Darwin, almost 20%. Brisbane, 10.2%. Perth, 9.6%. So, Mike, if our little wager was on Australian cities, you'd be in the money. You'd be in the money. But
yeah, I just got the wrong country, didn't I? My fault. Yeah,
that's right. So you were almost there.
I was just slightly to the left. Now, what you like the golden visa?
Yeah, look, I think it makes absolute sense. It's just such a sensible announcement in terms of complementing the golden visa offering. As you said in your editorial, you cannot expect somebody coming in, taking a residential visa, putting that amount of money in, and then telling them they've got to rent it. So it's an absolutely sensible announcement. It's all percentage of actual housing stock, and I think a good move, a sensible move. And I like you, though, I can't believe it took us that long to get there.
Yeah, it's amazing, eh? I think there's a story to be told from behind the scenes that may well one day make its way to the public view. Anyway, what are the numbers?
So the US markets, it's Labor Day, so they're shut. So the closes there were exactly the same as we were on Friday. But for the record, the futures markets were trading and small gains looking at the futures markets in the Dow Jones, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. Overnight, the FTSE 100, 9196, up 0.1%. The Nikkei fell 1.24%. 42,188, the close there. Shanghai Composite was up just under 0.5%, 3,875, the close. The Aussies lost 0.51%, 45 points, 89. 27 to close, and the NZX 50 had a good day yesterday, up 139 points, 1.08%, 13,070. Kiwi dollar, bang on, 0.59 against the US, 0.9004 against the Aussie, 0.5041 euro, 0.4356 pounds, 86.85 Japanese yen. Gold is surging. $3,477, so very high. And Brent crude, $68.15.
Have a great day, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.